fellas who haven't shown their stuff at championship level, they don't just get thrown in. So I suppose a few weeks up before the championship game is where you really get your game time in the trainings and, you know, trying to put your best foot forward. But, you know, it's very competitive up there, and the boys who are the more, you know, the more familiarised 15, they haven't got there by not training hard either. So you really need to... You really need to be concentrating even going into training. You know, it's almost like you're preparing for a game just going in for training.
But having said that, you got quite a lot of game time in the National League and picked up a lot of experience, didn't you?
Oh, I did. And it was a big step up for me this year because of that. You know, the year or two before that, you know, I was training hard, but just there was no space for me in the league games even. So this year was kind of, I got to see a bit more of the action, and I feel I've improved a lot because you need experience. It's the odd, very talented footballer who can just jump straight into championship football without playing much league football and just will be comfortable there.
And tell me, you mentioned obviously it's pretty competitive and competition is high for places. How competitive is the training at the moment when in the lead up to today's championship time?
Oh, I couldn't describe how competitive it is because, you know, boys know that at the minute there's probably around 20, 21 fellas who, you know, could walk into the championship team. And, you know, the boys who've been around longer, and they know that, and they need to up their game as well. So, you know, the training be really, really intense. Maybe not so much now this next week because we'll be tapering down. We'll try to begin the bodies right. But, you know, the last week or two, it's been competitive. You know, it's been tough going, but, you know, we're going to be better for it too. You know, the more pressure we put on the fellas who've been there for a few years, you know, the more we're going to get out of them as well. So it's a win-win situation.
And tell me, is there much chat about Armagh in training among the players, among management?
There would be. Like, sure, look, that's the only thing we can look at now. Like, well, that's Armagh, the team to beat. So that's the only thing we can concentrate on. You know, we don't ever look anywhere past it, and we don't look backwards either. You know, that the preliminary round, it was there that we won, and we won it, and that was it, and we're moving on from it, and that's it.
And any talk about, say, last year's quarter final meeting in Croke Park among the older lads, or indeed among all of you? You were all there.
There was talk. You know, boys, we do be talking because it's hard to go by Armagh's league because, well, we didn't get to see too much, but
and they were playing in Division 3, much lower down.
They were, and, you know, Armagh, like, spade to spade, you know, they're too good to be playing Division 3. Probably they're unlucky to be down there, and you know they probably weren't being pushed as hard as they would have been if they were up a division or two. But last year's game is probably the one we'll be going mostly by because they ran us very tight, and, you know, they were very close to beating us that day. It took two big scores from Michael and Paddy at the end of the game, I think, to win it.
Yeah, and obviously in the athletic grounds, there even can be a tougher nut to crack.
Well, sure, it's going to be more heated in there because it's a bit more tight pitch as well. And sure, it's their background, and look, no one likes to lose in their own ground.
You don't get the call, and you don't get a start in 15. I suppose the next thing is hoping to make in the 24, 25, and maybe seeing action coming off the bench.
Yeah, look, Even making the 26 is a big improvement for me this year, but hopefully I'll be a bit closer to the 15, obviously. And look, that's the way it is. You know, there's only room for 15 players, and it's the same with every team. But the most important thing is that the fellas who come off the bench, they know what they're supposed to be doing, and they know what their job is, because more than not, it's those players who can make the difference to the team. And hopefully I'm one of those players who can make a positive difference for us.
The mood in the squad camp, you know, what do you feel? You know, do you get a feeling that maybe, you know, everything's right?
You know, the boys, I think the boys are feeling right, and they're definitely looking right. They're moving well, and everything's going well training. Roy's very prepared. He knows exactly what he wants, and he's you know, he's telling us that, and we're doing our homework. So hopefully we'll have all the strings to the bow come the match to get over the line.